Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, July 4th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Statue of Liberty. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into the depths of Wikipedia to bring you fascinating stories and insights about the world around us. Today's episode is all about one of the most iconic symbols of freedom and democracy, the Statue of Liberty. The Statue of Liberty, a colossal neoclassical sculpture on Liberty Island in New York Harbor, is not just a monument. It's an enduring symbol of freedom and democracy. Standing tall at 305 feet from the ground to the tip of its torch, the Statue of Liberty has welcomed millions of immigrants arriving by sea to the United States. But did you know that this monumental statue was actually a gift from France? Let's dive into the rich history and significance of Lady Liberty. The idea for the statue originated with Édouard René de Laboulaye, a French political thinker and abolitionist, in 1865. Laboulaye proposed that France should create a statue to give to the United States in recognition of the perseverance of American democracy and the two nations' intertwined destinies. The project became a joint effort between the two nations, symbolizing their enduring friendship and shared values. Frédéric Auguste Bartholdi was the sculptor who brought this vision to life. He designed the statue and worked closely with engineer Gustave Eiffel, yes, the same Eiffel behind the Eiffel Tower, to build the iron framework that supports the copper skin of the statue. The statue was finally completed in France in 1884 and was disassembled, packed into crates, and shipped to the United States, where it was reassembled on Liberty Island. The statue was dedicated on October 28, 1886, a gift to mark the centennial of the American Declaration of Independence. The pedestal, which houses a museum in its base today, was largely funded by American donations. One interesting fundraising effort involved Joseph Pulitzer placing ads in his newspaper, The New York World, to solicit small donations from the public. That brings us to a lesser-known yet intriguing part of the story. Pulitzer promised to print the name of every single contributor, no matter how small the donation, in his newspaper. This not only raised necessary funds, but also gave a sense of ownership and pride to everyday Americans. Isn't it fascinating to think how crowdfunding played a role in erecting such an iconic symbol? If you've ever visited or seen pictures of the Statue of Liberty, you might notice the broken chains at her feet, symbolizing freedom and the end of oppression. She holds a torch high in her right hand, a beacon of enlightenment, while in her left hand she carries a tablet inscribed with the date of American independence, July 4, 1776. Her crown, with seven rays, represents the seven continents and the universal concept of liberty. Have you ever stopped to think about the extensive symbolism built into this statue? It stands as a constant reminder of freedom's transcendence over oppression and the dream of a better life for people everywhere. Let's take a moment to reflect on the statue's role in American history. Historians have pointed out that during its early years, the statue's significance was less focused on the idea of welcoming immigrants and more centered on promoting liberty and democracy. It wasn't until the early 20th century, with the waves of new immigrants passing through Ellis Island, that the Statue of Liberty's role as a welcoming symbol of hope emerged strongly. Emma Lazarus's sonnet, "The New Colossus," written in 1883 as part of the fundraising effort for the pedestal, plays a substantial role in this transformation. The poem famously includes the lines, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free." These words are inscribed on a plaque inside the statue's pedestal and have become synonymous with the statue's identity as a beacon of hope and opportunity. Shifting gears a bit, have you ever wondered about the statue's color? When the Statue of Liberty was first erected, it was not the greenish color we see today. The statue is made of copper, which over time, through a process called oxidation, developed a green patina. This natural weathering process actually protects the copper beneath, helping to preserve the statue. One can't help but feel a certain sense of awe and inspiration when thinking about the remarkable engineering feat involved in constructing the statue. Remember, this was a time without advanced machinery or the technological conveniences we have today. The statue's assembly and the foresight to include an iron framework to support the copper skin were groundbreaking for that era. As we reflect on Lady Liberty, let's consider how symbolisms adapt and resonate through different times. In recent years, the Statue of Liberty has also become a symbol for civil rights and the fight against inequality. Her enduring symbolization of freedom and inclusion reminds us of the ongoing journey toward a more just and equitable society. To wrap up today's episode, let's think about the latest chapter in the story of the Statue of Liberty, the Statue of Liberty Museum, which opened in May 2019. The museum offers a comprehensive look at the statue's history, its meaning, and its relevance today. It provides visitors with an opportunity to engage deeply with the statue's story and even see the original torch replaced in 1986. As we conclude, here's a question for you to ponder. If a statue were to be erected today to symbolize a contemporary societal value, what values do you think it should represent and why? Feel free to take some time to reflect on this and perhaps discuss it with your friends and family. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Wikipedia. We hope you've enjoyed our deep dive into the history and significance of the Statue of Liberty. Stay curious, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Statue of Liberty. Thanks for listening. See you next time.